In international law, there's this concept called non-refoulement. It's the idea that if somebody comes to your country seeking protection, you can't send them back to a place where they'll face persecution. This concept came about after World War II.
Much of this sprung out of the Holocaust.
Aaron Reichlin-Melnick is with the nonprofit American Immigration Council.
When many Western countries, the United States among them, sent Jews seeking refuge back to Nazi Germany, and many of those people then perished.
Non-refoulement became the backbone of U.S. asylum law. It protects people from being sent back to a dangerous place. For asylum seekers now in the Remain in Mexico program, it's been a Hail Mary to try to get out of Mexico, where many fear for their lives. They can request non-refoulement interviews, and if they pass, they can pursue their asylum cases from inside the U.S. But coronavirus has complicated the process. For people like Alejandra, she and her 13-year-old daughter have been living in Juarez for more than 6 months after fleeing violence in Guatemala. They've tried to keep busy, cleaning houses when they can to earn a little money. Alejandra's daughter also passes the time making YouTube tutorials, like how to solve a Rubik's Cube or save videos to your cell phone.
Empecemos. Yo aquí tengo la...
Alejandra asked that we not use her full name while her asylum case is still pending. She says life in Juarez was challenging. Then, last winter, something terrible happened.
Yo fui al centro a comprar pizza.
One afternoon, she went to pick up pizza and a new SIM card for her daughter's phone.
Era domingo. Eran cuatro en la tarde. No era noche.
It was Sunday. It was 4 p.m. It wasn't night. And true, I was alone, but downtown. It wasn't what I thought was a dangerous place.
She says she'd just gotten off the bus when a car approached. A man got out, covered her mouth, and dragged her into the back seat. Alejandra says he raped her, then threw her out of the car. Since then, she and her daughter have been living in fear.
We would only go out to go to the store, together, and then back home.
Alejandra had a hearing for her asylum case in March. This is the moment when she planned to ask for a non-refoulement interview. That's how the process usually plays out. Then the coronavirus pandemic struck and her hearing was postponed. In order to get a new court date, she had to show up at the port of entry. She wondered, could she request a non-refoulement interview then?
We haven't received any guidance from the federal government about whether the non-refoulement interviews are officially continuing or have been halted.
Brooke Bischoff is an attorney with Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center who helped Alejandra during this time. A Customs and Border Protection spokesperson told KERA that non-refoulement interviews are now being handled on a case-by-case basis, but said he couldn't share details about how the government determines who receives an interview. He claimed that information could be, quote, exploited by human smugglers.
Now, essentially, total control has been given to whoever is at the port of entry handing out new hearing dates.
Bischoff says there's no way to know how many people are requesting a fear interview and being turned away. Alejandra actually got a non-refoulement interview, she thinks because her lawyer had already filed paperwork. During the interview, she explained what happened to her in Juarez and why she was afraid to stay there.
Lo que habían resuelto era que yo regresaba a México.
But ultimately, she and her daughter were sent back to Juarez. Bischoff says she's not surprised. She's seen many people who experienced violence get returned to Mexico.
Non-refoulement interviews, in my view, were kind of this very bare minimum safety net. It was never a fail-safe option to get people out, but they did kind of offer one shot at hope in particularly egregious situations.
As for Alejandra, she says she's in limbo now, waiting for some unknown point in the future when the courts can reopen.
I would like to be with my family that's there in the U.S. I don't want to live like I am now. I'm not moving forward. I'm here in this place that makes me so afraid.
It's not clear how long she'll be here, as court dates keep getting postponed. I'm Mallory Falk in El Paso.